This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Anytime you believe in the Lord, there are going to be people who are offended, get this, just by what they sense coming from you, the vibe they get from you. And you may think, well, they don't like me. No, they resent the Spirit of God that's in you. I believe that every person, even if they're not a believer, all of us have a spirit. Here's how my take on it, that a person's spirit in them, their spirit, senses the Spirit of God in you, and they resent it. They're ticked. They don't like the fact, and they may say, well, who does he think he is, and who does she think she is, and you're not doing a thing. You're not preaching to them, that you're not speaking disparagingly of their life. You just are being who you are, and their spirit reacts to that. That's what happens. That's what it means that Noah condemned the world because of his righteousness and because of his faith, a righteousness that comes through faith. What I want to do are two quick things. I want to reread this passage in the Message translation, the whole passage. And by the way, the Message translation is not a translation, it's a paraphrase. If you and I have a conversation and your spouse says, what'd you guys talk about? And you paraphrase it. You're not quoting it exactly. That's what Eugene Peterson did with the Message. It's a paraphrase. So I take it as a paraphrase. I don't look at it in the same way that I look at the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible that I preach from week after week. But I love it because it speaks to my heart. Let's bring it up, the entire passage. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we don't see. It's impossible to please God. Here's verse 6. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. By faith, Noah built a ship in the middle of dry land. He was warned about something he couldn't see and acted on what he was told. The result? His family was saved. His act of faith drew a sharp line between the evil of the unbelieving world and the rightness of the believing world. As a result, Noah became intimate with God. As a result, Noah became intimate with God. I want to tell you something right here. You want an intimate relationship with the God who made you? Believe him. You want an intimate relationship with the God who loves you more than you love yourself? Obey him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, the song says, than to trust and obey. I don't want to be melodramatic, but the Lord may be telling a husband or a father, a single guy in this room, something today, and you know that the Lord's been working in your life, and you sense that, and today the question is this: am I going to respond to what I think the Lord's prompting me to do in obedience to him? There's a woman here today. I don't know who you are, but God may have been speaking to you and prompting your spirit about something going on in your personal life, and you have to make the decision. Do I respond to what I think God is telling me to think and to do? All of ministry to me is calling people to believe in the God that is, not the God they want. I didn't call you. I'm not called to tell you to believe the God you want to believe in, but to call you to the God who is, who's revealed in Scripture. And he calls every man, every woman to do two things: to trust him, to obey him. The invitation's always been the same, always will be the same, just as it is today.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.